This is Mike Johnson with the World Business Report Wall Street Update for Thursday, November the 6th. Cheaper oil, in theory at least, means cheaper fuel for motorists. There's a feeling on Wall Street that as oil prices sink, life will get easier for American households. And that helps explain why New York shares rose on Thursday, as I heard from Carrie Leahy at Decision Economics in New York.
There were repeated stories from OPEC about lower demand forecasts and obviously lower prices. This is one of those days where the market treated that as a positive, thinking that it might provide an extra cushion for consumers to open up their pocketbooks, meaning if they spend less on oil, they can spend more on other things. But there have been days where you've had the reverse be the case, but today oil prices were taken as a good news sign.
And have you found there in the States that gasoline prices, petrol prices, as we'd say here in the UK, have dropped in parallel with the fall in oil prices? So do people have more money in their pocketbooks as a result?
That's absolutely right. But the typical family, while it's spending a lot less than 6 months ago to the tune of $50 to $75 billion in the aggregate, compared to 12 or 15 months ago, their budget really hasn't changed. So in some sense, they're doing better, but they're only making up for the fact that they got squeezed so badly 12 to 15 months ago.
And earlier this week, of course, President Obama and the Democrats took a bit of a pounding in the midterm elections. Yet today, there was more fairly positive news on the strength of the U.S. economy.
The numbers you're referring to are referring to implicit firings, meaning when firings are way down, fewer people apply for unemployment insurance, and that is reported weekly. And those weekly reports are down to about the lowest they've been in 15 years. So firms are not firing at all like they did in the last 10 or 15 years, but they're not hiring. There are lots of openings, but firms are slow to actually fill those openings. So that adds to the perception among the average family that things really aren't getting better, even though they are.
Gary Leahy. Will the Dow finish up 0.4% at 17,554? London's main share index that finished the day up a fifth of a percent at 6,551.